really good at this.
Wait, no, you've spun me into leaves. Say it again.
Torch.
Torch.
Put it in your pocket.
Oh. Really? As in the item?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
You don't know what that is?
Oh, yeah. It's a torch. If that camera ever doesn't have a red light, oh, I'll be worried.
Did you just call it a camera?
Camera.
A camera.
No, like, I mean, it came out like that. Why are you bullying me already? We're like 2 seconds in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 13 Again podcast. You may be wondering why I'm sat over here. It is because we have a very special guest. We couldn't quite get Maggie Thurman, so instead we have Jenna Rain!
I did not scream that.
Really,
I'm so
that
sorry.
Really,
I'm sorry, Jenna. I didn't mean it. Because we actually got a bit of shtick last time we had a guest on, because we sort of went into the episode not giving her an intro at all. So like a bunch of people who didn't know our friend Evie were just kind of like, who's that? Like,
really?
Yeah.
Did we know Evie?
So for anyone who doesn't know, and I'm sure you already do know, Jenna Rain is an absolutely sensational singer and artist who has been killing the game for the last, what, 3 or 4 years now, basically.
I guess.
You've
had
songs like See You
Later.
And It Is What It Is.
Roses.
Love Sick. And so many other songs that we absolutely love. So check her out after this because she's brilliant. But right now she's being subjected to this.
I also hear she plays a mean game of pickleball.
I do. And 5 years ago, Mario Kart.
Yeah.
We're going to have to play Mario Kart later, which I think you're going to be very, very sad about.
I think I'm going to lose.
I think we should play Mario Party.
No, because that takes too long.
Nah.
We're on a time crunch, Tills. Come on, be reasonable. Jesus Christ.
Jenna.
Well, anyway, so for anyone who sort of doesn't know, because we don't often talk about it, this podcast is called 13 Again because Tilly is obviously 13 and we sort of centered it around
her. You're Tilly.
Because she doesn't get enough attention. And I guess what I wanted to start off by asking you, Jenna, is, you know, thinking back to when you were 13, obviously, what was life like for you? Because you come from Texas, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's very different to England.
Yeah.
We have a lot of differences. But were you in school when you were 13 or were you homeschooled?
No, I was homeschooled. What? I hated 13, to be completely honest. 13 was terrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was like homeschooled. I was still in the girl group.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh my God. So there's...
You're having a better experience than I was having.
I'm going to pretend like I didn't suggest that we talk about your 13-hood mainly because I wanted to get in the Lego group.
What's the Lego group?
That's awful. That's so mean.
I'm sorry, Rick's gonna kill me.
It was super cool. Was it created by our old manager? Did he do that, or did someone else create it and he hopped on board?
You were Ginger.
Wait. How do you know these things?
I don't know. I just think that that's such a funny detail.
I met you guys right when I turned 14. So like,
seriously?
Yeah. Huh.
Oh my God, we've known each other for that long.
Wait, how old are you now?
I'm 20.
Holy shit, 6 years.
Yeah, I met y'all in 2018.
That's
2017.
That is crazy.
Or like somewhere around there, beginning of 2018. I just turned 14.
So we've known each other for a while, and I won't stick on this too long, but you were part of quite a fantastic group of girls who were all talented singers, especially you. And what was the premise? Like you should I just stop?
No, I can definitely talk about this. The premise was we were supposed to play. Do you know what Lego Friends are?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to impersonate the 5 girls in Lego Friends. And you know the one redhead?
Yes.
Who I had to be. So I had to dye my hair red for 3 years.
Which is going to ask.
And like, that's why there were, like, we all impersonated each character. So we all had to look like them.
Right. Okay. And that's a lot to put on a 13-year-old as well. Because also you probably were like, that's a really cool thing because I like Lego Friends.
I had my whole desk was covered in Lego Friends.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with them.
So then suddenly you're just like a part of the
experience. My obsession. Yeah.
If you were given that opportunity, would you do it?
No.
No, why not?
Because they're not really like around anymore. From my age, okay. Especially.
Bro, if you were like, I don't know, a part of Sophia the First, you'd have flipped your lid like...
But no? At 13, we're talking about at 13.
Yeah, but I was 10 when I started it.
Oh, wow, I didn't realize it was that early.
What is like the current Lego Friends, if you know what I mean? Is there anything that sort of replaced it?
I think one of them got into drugs.
No, hang on, shut up. Tills.
Don't ask me, I don't know.
Surely you would as the 13-year-old.
That didn't mean your group, I just meant one of the actual...
I don't know.
Yeah, just the actual Lego Friends.
Have you stayed in touch with any of them? Or?
No, I don't talk to them really anymore.
Oh, that's a shame.
Isn't that sad?
That is sad.
It's just like we don't live in the same city. It's kind of impossible.
It makes sense. But anyway, so now obviously you're here in England and we don't ever really talk about this much because you spent a lot of time with us in England, obviously.
Yeah.
Which leads me on to my next thing that I wanted to do, actually, because we've never properly done this and I always love doing it because I find new words all the time that Americans just don't know are a thing. So I want to test, because you are good at this. You do know a lot of what we say and you get it. And you don't have to question it. I'm going through some British slang. We're going to see if you know what it means.
I might not even know some of it.
I'm sure you probably will know most of the things.
Hopefully,
so we'll start with a fairly easy one. Bloke.
Really?
Really?
No way.
No. Put it into context.
There's a bloke over there.
Or... No, that's too obvious. I'm not going to say the sentence.
Or this bloke's a bit weird.
What?
Not a fan of that bloke.
What's that?
A guy. That bloke over there.
You're a cool bloke.
Go talk to that
So you'd
bloke.
Say like dude. That dude over there.
Yeah,
but we don't say dude makes a lot more sense
than
bloke. Yeah,
of course
bloke.
It does. To you.
Yeah, we don't really say dude that
way to culturally shame her.
All right, next one is torch.
How am I supposed to? You said I was going to be really
what?
Good at this.
Wait, no, you've spun me into Tilly. Say it again.
Torch.
Torch.
Put it in. Oh,
really? As in the item?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
You don't know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
A torch.
A torch.
No. What? She thinks it's on fire. No, a torch is a flashlight.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they call it a flashlight.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually like...
Mm-mm. That's why we were so like spun, because I genuinely thought
thing.
That would be one that she would know.
No. All right, this is a good one. You ready for this? Yeah. Caravan.
I know this.
Wait, genuinely. Americans don't call it that?
No.
Is it a car?
No. Not really.
It's close.
Wait,
it's
a van? They call it, yeah.
Yeah.
A bus?
No, you're on the right line.
This is almost a fun game for you two as well. If you can guess,
I know what the American airplane.
I'm going to say what they call it if she gets
Yeah, yeah. Go on. Are you done?
I guessed so many.
Is it a camper van in America?
Does that mean anything to you?
A camper. A trailer.
A trailer. What they call it.
Yeah. So you said rubbish already, which is on this list that I've got here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know that one.
I'm just because a lot of them she will know the word, but they're like they don't mean the same thing.
I'm trying to think of ones that I say because I
I've got another one. If you
no, go on, you go.
Pavement.
Yeah, that's the same word for us.
Is
pavement?
It? Well, what does it mean?
Like the floor.
Kind of, it's the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Concrete. Just. Pavement.
It's not all concrete. Pavement is typically something you'd walk on.
Yeah.
Like a sidewalk.
Oh, I guess. I've never thought of it.
Because if it was all concrete, that would be like the road.
Oh, yeah. Get on the pavement. Well.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never actually put those two and two together.
And then do you know aubergine?
No. What's that?
Or genuinely?
Genuinely. I thought you were messing.
He looks a bit like an aubergine.
Yeah, right now.
Like a Teletubby?
Has something to do with... No, it has something to do with
two insults, a food
you've eaten today.
Huh? No, breakfast?
Breakfast.
Eggs? You look like an egg.
Oh, you're so close.
A bacon?
No. Use that word. Use that word.
Egg.
And add another word.
Egg. You look...
Add another word.
Egg.
Vegetable.
Egg.
It's like a word that you'd use in every day. Like you go into your garden and you see the...
Plants.
I took them, put them together.
Got it. We got it.
Hooray. Okay, we'll do a couple more because I'm really enjoying this. Porridge.
I know it.
It doesn't seem like you do.
Is that food?
Is that food?
Oh, I know what they eat. Wait. I swear they same thing?
No, they don't. Do I'll they tell not? You what they call it in a second.
I think I know.
Oatmeal?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
No way!
Porridges. Yeah, yeah.
No way!
Good job, you got one.
Wow!
Okay.
That was, I really was just thinking of like goop, and I was like, well, it looks like goop.
Oh, I've got a good one.
Okay.
You might actually know this, because I think there was like a few videos of people using this phrase that crossed over to Americans because they took the piss out of it. But you know, geezer?
Somehow.
Do you know like what it refers to? It's actually very similar to one of the words you've already heard.
Geezer.
It sounds so funny hearing her say it.
Geezer.
Geezer.
It's geezer.
Geezer. I don't know.
It's basically bloke. It's the same as bloke, like that guy, that geezer.
We've got a lot of those, I think.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
unfathomable amount. We'll do one more because it's the obvious one. And I think you should know it, but if you don't, this will be quite fun.
This is stressing me out.
Nappy.
I don't like that word.
Neither do I.
A blanket?
Oh,
you would not use it as a blanket.
I've got one.
We're not done. Let her answer, Tails.
Nappy. A nappy.
Think baby.
Oh, a diaper?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I've got one.
Okay, okay.
I think you should know this one because I think most Americans do now. A dummy.
What would they call it? Oh, no, I know what they call it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A dummy.
Again, think baby.
I mean, your word for this is insane.
pacifier?
Yeah.
What?
Pacifier is such a weird
Why
word
Why is it
for
called
a thing
dummy?
That you no, put in a I, yeah, baby's
I,
mouth.
I think pacifier is better than
yeah,
dummy.
Yeah, dummy is like...
What's a dummy? Like, dummy?
Well,
like,
yeah, I don't know. It's just
you call someone a dummy. You don't put it in your mouth.
Well,
like, oh, they're a dummy, so...
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, you clearly don't know as much as I thought you did about English slang. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, that you just put me through the ringer there.
Well, before we move on, are there any words, even if they're like newer words that have cropped up in America that you think would stump us?
Oh, gosh.
We've not been for a while, so...
Okay, wait.
It's all right. We can pause.
Because the problem is that...
But you know the two. Like with pacifier and dummy.
Yeah, we're pretty clued in, but I think it's for a number of reasons. It's because of media, for one thing. Like we see a lot more of American media than they see of ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then also, I guess like we just make a point of it more. So like we're the ones kind of trapped in the world of like, no, we're right, and they just like we don't care.
I feel like y'all would know all of these.
Probably.
It's like drip.
It would be impressive. Oh, okay. It would be impressive if you caught me off guard with any, but yeah.
Like eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, cap.
It's like cringe, yeah. The same ones.
Brain rot. Which apparently was the word of the year. Yeah. Not demure.
Well, no, it was Oxford's word of the year. So different people can have different
Oxford
words of the year.
Dictionary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, can we just all agree on one?
No,
like,
apparently
that's
not.
Take the mic here. Like I just
did you have demure over where you were?
Do you know what your word of the year is for America?
No, I didn't know there was ever a word.
Yeah,
it's probably like year. Cap.
What was the really funny one from like 2 years ago? Goblin mode.
I never knew what that
was. In 2022, goblin mode was like the word / phrase of the year. It's like when someone just, you know, goes goblin mode.
I didn't know what I meant either. It's kind
I
of
actually
crazy.
Don't know.
It's kind of like when someone goes a bit feral.
Yeah, like if someone's gotten like a little bit overexcited, like got the zoomies, I guess, or whatever.
I hate that word using on humans.
Sorry.
Zoomies.
Yeah, it's like,
he has the zoomies.
Yeah. Is that not accurate for humans?
No, that's like a word you use on dogs when they're like running around in circles.
Yeah.
I feel like I get it sometimes.
Mm. Yeah, you are very close to that species.
Like something going down my spine, like I've got to move. I've got to run around.
Like that.
Yeah.
I did have, right, a really random question, but I don't know how well you'll be able to fill me in on. Do you know the whole, this is very different of me because we don't normally talk about this stuff on this podcast, but you know the whole Sabrina Carpenter, yeah. Barry Keoghan thing?
What? Who's, I don't know anything.
Who is Brecky Hill? Do you know who that is?
Who is Brecky?
Well, yeah, because she's this sort of like enigma who was like a social media star and then started doing, you know, OnlyFans, and then did like a bunch of other sort of random stuff to like promote that, and now is in the midst of this. But I don't even know if it's true.
I don't know if it's true either.
Who's that guy? I've never heard that guy's name before.
Barry Keoghan's a brilliant actor. Yeah, he's phenomenal.
Don't take his side too much here.
Well, I'm not going to take his side.
Wait, how are you saying his last name?
Keoghan.
What? Go on, you pronounce it.
I don't know. I've never heard someone say it out loud, but that's not how I envisioned it.
Well, it's...
Keoghan?
Keoghan.
Yeah, but that's like a very Americanized way of saying it, because he's Irish, so you've got... It would fall off of his tongue a lot quicker.
Like,
they don't overpronounce
Barry
things, the Irish. They're very quick.
I thought his name was J.K. Barry.
J.K. Barry. Is that even a person who's made it over to America? J.K. Barry?
I'm pretty, like, I live under a rock.
Yeah, she's pretty big over here, but that's okay. You would, yeah, it makes sense.
Sorry, me and you are alike in that way. And this is why I'm so confused, because I saw the, like, one article of, like, Brecky Hill breaks up Sabrina and Barry, and I'm like,
yeah,
what?
Brecky.
Who?
Couldn't tell you.
What, Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently she was going out with Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, Barry. He was in the music video.
Whenever you say it like that, I keep thinking of Barry McGuigan or whatever his name was.
Not honestly, him, the boxer. But so you live under a rock then, but you do seem like you know what's going on online, because you definitely know better
kind
than
of,
I do. So what's...
Not really. I'm not on the drama side of anything ever. So, like, anything that's, like, going on that, like, you're in the know of something, like, I know the trends and I know what...
Well, because you essentially had a trend, like a worldwide trend, which is kind of crazy. We were talking about it in the kitchen earlier, but, like, to have that many people just going, oh, yeah, I'll just use that song. Like, it's not even, like... Because they didn't use it because they're a fan of you. They just used it because it's like, oh, this is the song that makes sense. Like, that must be so weird to have, like, a...
Like, I can't tell whether to be offended or not.
I think, no, it's like, good. It's amazing. Good, yeah, of course. Yeah. Because then they go, oh, who is this person? Actually, I like them. And then get invested in you, which, again, is
interesting. But I never normally do that. I just use a song and I'm like, yeah, this is the song that's trending. And I have no idea who it's by.
But so many people then went and listened to it afterwards. Yeah. What, 130 million odd?
Yeah.
Just on Spotify anyway, I think I checked.
Yeah.
Does that not fill you with joy more than anything though?
No, it does.
Like, you've written a song that is so usable.
But it doesn't feel real ever. Like, it's happened a few times now and it doesn't feel real because I haven't performed. So it just feels like...
Yeah. I'm with you.
You can't see that success.
I can't see it happening. Yeah, like, I just watch numbers and it's just a number on my phone.
And also, something I will point out, right, and I don't think I've heard many people make this point ever. So especially when we were sort of going back and forth from the UK to the US, whenever we'd like go out... So whenever we go out in the UK, we typically find it quite hard to sort of walk around without people, you know, coming up to us, taking pictures, whatever. In the States, I feel it's so much different because of how big it is. And like, unless you're in New York City Center or any sort of city center where there's like a shopping mall or whatever, you can walk around America like,
like
a free man.
I'm pretty sure the UK can fit in Texas like three times.
That was
The UK.
The UK can fit in Texas three times.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But there is also a lot of dead land as well. Like, just nothing.
But also, like, you guys run into people a lot more often.
Yeah, that's
true. Because it's so crammed.
Yeah. We got too many people here, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was always so easy for us in America because, like I say, unless we were at a convention or something like that where it was Bedlam, it was pretty quiet in terms of, I mean, we did have someone scream.
I can't imagine
at us
in having New York. A hard time getting it. Anywhere, nobody cares.
Which is really interesting.
They will,
because that's the thing. There. It's like we like you said, we will go over to America, and it's just like, oh, we don't even need to think about like if someone sees us out in public because they won't. Because they just, no one will care. And actually, we did have one really, really weird experience where we were walking out in New York. I don't know if we ever told you this.
I was literally just about to say it.
This girl saw us from across the road, literally in Times Square. We were in Times Square where there is so much going on. We were like, what is all this? This is amazing. Like, completely, you know, bewildered. And this girl across the road just started screaming like there was a man with a knife. Or something, right? And so obviously everyone goes over looking. We're looking. We're like, what the hell's going on? She's like, she's screaming, like losing her breath. And then eventually, after she's sort of gotten herself together again, goes, it's Max and Harvey. And we're like, no way. There is no way there is anyone here who gave a crap about who we are.
Yeah.
But this girl was just losing her mind. And genuinely, we were then kind of like, okay, we now need to do something about this, because otherwise people are going to think we've done something.
Yeah.
And then it was like, it was really like the scream was like alarming, like properly yeah, alarming, yeah, like not just like an excited scream. Yeah. We genuinely thought someone had died. So it was, yeah, a lot. But that was just yeah, one sort of rare moment, I think, that someone just happened to be in the...
Have you had any interesting fan interactions thus far?
No. Not really. They've all been really wholesome.
Everyone that like is in your stratosphere, I feel like, is just so nice and wholesome and like...
Yeah, no, they're really wholesome.
Tills, how about yourself?
What do you mean?
Well, I had a pretty bad one the other day, didn't I? And it was your fault, wasn't it?
Oh my God.
Do you want to okay, explain?
Okay, basically.
What? I don't know about this.
No, you don't.
I have been starting up Panto, where I do Panto. And the other day was my dress rehearsal.
Do you know what Panto is?
Yeah, I was just about to a whisper pantomime. What is that?
Oh, that's another you know, slang.
Like it's a Christmas show, essentially. So it's and like it's a big thing in this country. I think it's big in other countries as well, but not the States.
It's oh like gosh, something like Robin Hood, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty.
Fairy tales.
Like fairy tales like that. And they take them and then they'll take like popular songs from this year. So like in our one, we've got Scrubs. Do you know that song?
That's not from this year.
Yeah.
But like, and you know, like, I think the apples are right. Yeah. That dance is in it. And just like some things that went viral, but also old
okay,
songs and
got
stuff.
Okay, got it.
And it's just funny as well. Like there's a dame. Do you know what a dame is?
It's basically
this
someone
is
in
fantastic
drag.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's usually a drag queen of some sort, okay, basically.
Yeah. And so it's kind of, we're the junior ensemble. And so we had to leave school early to do the dress rehearsal. And I forgot to bring like a spare change of clothes to rehearse in before.
Okay.
And so I had to ask Max, because our mum, as you know, does dog walking. And she like refused. And she has dogs who like are around the area where I was. Mm. And yeah, she just refused. She was like, no, I'm not coming. And I was like, please, just bring me clothes.
She takes her dog walks so and seriously. So you'd think she's like, she's no, like at gunpoint or exactly, something while she's walking her dogs.
I was like, please, I beg you, I'm not doing this. Like, because I'd have to dance in a skirt as well. And like, I do like a kind of cartwheel kind of thing. And it just wasn't right.
Basically, okay. Tilly's so lucky I work from home most of the time.
Max yeah, to bring me something. And so he was basically at first saying that he didn't want to. And I was like, please, I'm begging you. I really need you to just do this for me. And he was like, okay, well, I'm never doing anything like this for you again.
No, I didn't. No.
This is your last favor.
I didn't say that. I said, I will do this for you, but you owe me. That is what I said.
You need to be more something, something in the future. And you always do this and saying all this stuff like that. Roasting me.
I never give you this much stick for stuff.
No, I said you need to be more prepared. Because she had nothing on her, and I was like, you should have known this morning that you were going to a rehearsal and you should have brought clothes.
She's a busy guy, she's got lots on, she doesn't always remember
everything. The night before I was doing something, so I couldn't pack my bag in like the time before.
Anyway, let's get to the punchline.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this is not the story.
No.
Max ended up bringing
I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah. It does that sometimes.
Max ended up bringing my clothes. Did you say it?
I didn't mean it in that way, but it did come out that way, yeah, sorry.
You can play Pennywise.
Carry on.
So Max ends up bringing my clothes, but by that time we had to go in to start rehearsals, and we have to go around the stage, safety, blah blah blah. They'll show us the props and stuff and be like, don't touch this if it's your prop. And so obviously I didn't have my phone on me, and my watch is connected to my phone, but my phone was in the dressing room too far away. So it was all a bit of commotion. I was like, God, he's gonna be so angry, he's gonna be outside. I was saying to Claire, my friend's mum, I was like, please, like, because I told Max to text Claire, I was like, you need to answer him when he comes. And she was like paying attention at the same time. And so one of the boys who goes to the college there goes outside, and everyone's like screaming outside. And he's like, what is going on? And so he goes out and he was like, ah, and he sees Max in the middle of everyone surrounding him. And he was like, I don't actually know what happened, but he came in and told me that he'd seen Max like literally in between everyone asking for photos.
Who is everyone?
I should have taken this story. Basically, there was a college in the foyer of the theater, and I walked in and went, is Tilly here? And they all snapped their heads at me and went, oh my God, and got up and just sort of like, and I was like, no, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to like intrude or whatever. They were like, no, 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 it's fine. They were all really lovely, to be fair. Like it wasn't, it was a little overwhelming, but it was fine.
But it is when you've got like a group of however many people just suddenly like in your face, it's like, I was just going to give some clothes to someone.
Exactly.
I wasn't ready for that.
I was like, I'm just going to hand over a bag and then I'm going to be done. But no, it turned into a meet and greet. So yeah, but good job on your long little story there.
That's a great definition of how you need the details. What do you mean?
I want the details when people are telling stories, so I give the details.
But Tilly is like infamously bad for like giving details.
Every single detail.
Of like the cousin's grandma who wasn't actually even there but went off and did something else as
the
a side
grass
quest.
The was especially moist that day.
And it's like, at one point you were talking about props. What was that relevant for the story? It's like, you could have just summed that up by saying I was busy and that would have been it.
I would have wanted to know what they were busy doing.
Oh right, you would have wanted to know that.
Yeah, if someone else was telling the story. Yeah, but you've got to think about it from everyone's point of view. If people don't care, they can skip. If people do care, they can watch it.
We don't want them to skip. We want them to subscribe to the 13 Again podcast. Please subscribe.
This is literally every episode. I just get ripped apart.
We would really appreciate it if you subscribed.
Character building.
And also while we're here, usually people wait till like the guest is gone or whatever to promote whatever the brand is, but we're just gonna do it now. We've also got merch.
Jenna approved.
So yeah, Jenna said to herself to me earlier that she's never seen better merch in her life. She doesn't even know what it looks like, but she's never seen better merch.
We actually offered her.
I definitely said no.
We're gonna get her dad sent some merch because we like him more than Jenna.
Facts.
Rick,
big up the Rick. I was gonna say something and it's gone out of my mind and I'm so annoyed. Oh yeah, so it's slightly different topic, but you have two older brothers.
Yeah. How did you remember that?
I'm pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. I know one of them is Jake. I don't know the other name. I'm afraid
he's the one that looks like me. Josh.
Josh.
Yeah.
Almost.
And I have
Drake
two sisters.
Josh.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
So how was it for you growing up with older brothers? Because this little Muppet over here has had to do it for 13 years.
They're far away from me in age, so I didn't have to deal with the like annoying living with them, getting in arguments all the time. I feel bad for you.
Breaking
and them brain. Out of all people, that's rough.
Well, because again, it was sort of weird. Like when Jenna was on tour with us, for example, it was like we'd literally just gained another sister. So it was just like,
yeah,
okay.
No. And then I felt your pain like for months upon end.
But again, you gave it back. Like
No, I did. Like, but that's, yeah. But that's because my sisters are more like brothers.
Oh, okay.
So everyone just kind of really, a lot of alpha energy in our household, which is terrifying at times. But Jake was the one that really was so annoyed by me, but all of my other siblings thought I was adorable. But
he was the closest
in age to me.
Okay.
7 years, but still found me really annoying.
That's basically our age gap. And we get along for the most part.
Yeah.
Her and Leo don't get along as well.
Yeah. It's because Leo wants to impress you two. So
yeah,
Leo,
but he's funny.
To be extra horrible to me.
He's funny.
Yeah, but that's you.
But that's not
that.
Funny.
Exactly.
That's just mean. It's called being a bully.
And don't get me wrong. I will step in when Leo takes it too far. Likewise, you know, if anyone takes it too far,
never step in when yourself takes it too far.
Yes,
yeah,
it's me.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't think you do step in when it goes too far.
Yeah,
I think you're the one that
you
sits in the corner and winds everyone up until it's worse.
I don't know.
That is your role.
But like again,
and then when it starts getting blamed on you, you're like, okay, guys, let's all just get it in control here. Yeah.
I think we've got a bit more of an even sort of playing field just because we're all, you know, especially the three of us do a very similar thing, and then Leo does his own thing and he's quite happy trailblazing with what he's doing. Whereas for you, you were very much seen as sort of the golden child that was, made into a superstar.
are you the youngest, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm the youngest. Yeah. I'm the baby.
And
which
remember,
is also nice.
I remember you saying that was a little bit of like a...
Yeah,
maybe
not
for Jake,
fun.
I guess, the most.
Yeah, but it was more so because he just was super introverted and didn't even want to be bothered.
Oh,
so
okay.
He never hung out with me ever growing up. But now he's like one of my like closest friends. I love my brother. I can't say that from when I was younger. It was not fun.
Yeah. Well, it's nice now, at least. Yeah. I mean, you don't really develop those proper... the proper understanding for emotional connections with your family members until you get older.
But yeah, well, how does it feel being the oldest sibling?
That's always really interesting.
That's like a power trip.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but who's the oldest?
And it is really interesting now, especially because sometimes...
You don't know?
No, we know.
Oh.
Wait, you
don't
know.
It's more based on like...
You're the oldest.
Nope.
What? You're the oldest?
By how long?
That surprises me.
It surprises a lot of people, to be honest. I don't love that, but...
What? Yeah, exactly. Like, it's 2 minutes.
It makes difference.
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
We were going to play a guessing game. You ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've also got, you know, schedules to keep too, so thanks, Tills. But
you said that twice now.
All I was going to say... Do we need to do some mediating right now? What the fuck was that?
I don't know what happened. I'm just sitting here. I'm just trying to have a good time.
You said twice now. We're in a bit of time crunch.
We have guests. Let's reel it in.
Yeah, Dobby.
Yeah, Dobby's here too.
No, we said earlier, we'll Jenna rein it in.
Yes, exactly. I've lost my train of thought completely now, so thanks everyone. You were talking about older siblings being a power trip, because it is a little bit, like, especially, and I'll admit that, like, sometimes our mum or dad will come to us for advice on maybe something that's to do with Tilly or something to do with Leo. And then I'm kind of like, yeah, I know stuff. Like, and then I'm giving them all this sort of advice on what to do. And realistically, it's like, what? I could just be completely wrong. But also, they do come to us now because we are other adults to sort of get a second opinion on. And I think that can be a little bit of a power trip. But also, I don't know. I think she stands up for herself so much that it's really not much of a power trip.
There's a little
Mazin
over
here. Yeah,
and then
we don't really see Leo as much because he goes to boarding school and he does other things.
I don't know what you mean by power trip. You're trying to say you try and boss me around, but then I don't let you.
I don't think I boss you around at all, really.
Yeah, but you're saying I stand up for myself. What do you mean?
Well, as in, like, you wouldn't take
you
shit
don't really,
from us.
Yeah, you don't get bothered.
Yeah. Whereas some other siblings would just be a lot more sort of like, oh, okay, I'll just do it. Like, whatever. Like, you know, if I ordered you to do something, you'd say no.
Yeah, like, you told me to cover my ears earlier and I said no.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point, is that you'll stand up for yourself.
He has the least power of me.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even recognize him. I was like... Now, who is that?
Well, the funniest thing as well was he grunted at you.
Yeah. you were mid-conversation, and to be fair to him, he didn't want to interrupt like what you were saying. So he sort of walked in the room, put his thumb up, and then carried on and didn't even interact further. And so I then found that really funny, which then interrupted your conversation.
Yeah, well, you were telling me about your new friend in the car. Duffel?
Oh, Duffel. Oh.
And I literally thought that was Duffel.
Yeah.
I was like, and then y'all were like, Leo. And I was like, no way.
blew my mind. You don't know what life's like without Duffel. It's just...
Until you meet Duffel. Yeah,
it's just the best. I have to say you'll have
to come back for Duffel.
Well, yeah. Not in a rude way, Dobby, or anything.
Oh, and that's such a shame. He's always been here.
That's such a shame, because he came on the last tour. I'm sure you mentioned that.
Yeah, that's why
but
I said it.
Yeah, you didn't do that one.
Yeah.
Boo. It wasn't the same without you. I don't know if we've told you that before, but it really wasn't.
I was so sad I couldn't do it. Like, genuinely. It made me so sad.
But it's one of those things where, again, like, you know, we will at some point be able to do something. Hey, excuse me. Excuse me. Let's get her on. Carla!
Mom, we're doing a podcast!
Carla! We're on the podcast!
Hi, sorry.
No, we're more than happy to say hi. How are things?
Great. How are you guys?
We're so well, thank you.
How was your flight, Carla? Oh, hello, Rick, as well.
Hey!
Howdy.
Alright, we're leaving.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
That was so much more abrupt than our mum would have been. She would have just like made conversation for 5 minutes. Like, oh, okay, I'm more important than this. That's brilliant. But yeah, thanks. Oh, I they could have stayed. We could have chatted.
It's okay. I can call them back. What the heck?
Yeah, you're not good enough. Get
back. Get Rick back.
We just want Rick.
Just want Rick.
Rick. And Duffel. Rick and Duffel.
Oh my God, that combination would be crazy. You don't even know yet.
I don't know.
Rick and Duffel would be next level.
Is there anything else we want to touch on before we wrap?
No, I've got...
Oh, what is that?
Don't know, mate. Can't see it.
Oh, it's just
Alrighty then.
I'm so glad you reacted so strongly to that. We do have a comment shout out because every week we do a comment shout out. And if you want to leave a comment on this episode, you'll maybe get a shout out in the next one. That's how it works. Well done, Harvey. Anyway, the comment is from Claire Louise and it says, I just found you guys again after a few years and binged all the episodes. Can't wait for the next one. Whew. My question is, what is your favorite Christmas film?
Ooh.
Nativity.
Have you seen?
We need to start getting a bit more Christmassy in here.
Yeah, this is like the third week of December that this is going out.
Is it?
Maybe second.
No, second week of December. So after this, we definitely need to spruce it up.
Yeah, we've done bad here. Yeah. But has anyone seen Arthur Christmas?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Dead.
Have you seen Just?
What?
Dead film.
Oh.
No, sorry, what did you
just
say?
Just Friends.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
It's so good.
It sounds like I'd hate it.
It's with Ryan Reynolds.
I like Ryan
Elf
Reynolds.
Anybody?
Yeah.
I like Ryan Reynolds. Oh, but you got the musical Christmas.
Spirited.
Film. Yeah.
Spirited. Oh my God, it's so good.
Was that with Will Ferrell?
Yeah. A lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people did not like that film.
It's not that I disliked it. It's just, of course, you would say that film.
Yes. Yeah. It's really funny. It's a good
Elf,
film.
Nativity.
Just for, oh, he's. Oh.
Yeah, they're good films.
Wait, what? Is
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Good to get an answer.
This is the poster for Just Friends.
But it's a whole thing. So basically, like, when he's in high school, he's in love with his best friend. And then she's, like, friend zones him. And she's, like, going out with all the football players. And then he, like, goes to college and, like, never comes back for, like, 10 years. And then he comes back, like, jacked and normal. And then he's, like, has a chip on his shoulder because he's this, like, Hollywood guy working at a label. And then,
nice.
Yeah.
So she what the kids call a huzz. Anyone know that?
What's
it's
that?
A new word I've learned.
I don't like that.
Dobby, do you know the word huzz?
As in H-U-Z-Z.
It's like cuz.
No.
Go on.
It's a word for hose, I think. And do you know what the worst part about it is?
Is that her parents might watch this podcast.
That's...
And we had no idea what you were saying.
Do you know what? I actually don't think I can say what the worst part about it is. It's too bad.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
I'm calling my own shots
here.
And I can't.
I respect that decision.
The word is fine, but don't look into it. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so you've got Just Friends. What was your Christmas film?
Nativity or Elf.
Okay, what's the reasons?
Because Nativity is just so British. Like, it's like a, like, that could, that genuinely...
That's not a good thing.
...could happen in any British primary school. Like, it just could.
Okay, I actually get that, yeah.
And then Elf, it's just funny. Like, and it's just quite, like, classic. And there's not really any, like, bad plot point.
You know there's an Elf the Musical?
No, I didn't.
It's on in New York currently. They whip it out every Christmas season. Which I want to see it, but I'm never there at Christmas.
Well,
I would say mine is the first Purge.
Yeah.
There's just not enough terror at Christmas, really.
Yeah. And you whip that one out for the season's greetings.
It's a good family film.
Yeah, the first Purge.
Have you seen it?
No.
I actually get the weird feeling it does kind of happen around Christmas. I might be wrong. It might be Halloween.
I think one of the Purges is around Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think one of them is. But good.
I don't think it's that one.
Good family film, that. If you've not seen it, whack it on. Get your family in the room.
Bad advice.
Have a good time.
Don't listen.
Okay, and then I like Arthur Christmas, but Spirited. I just love it. I mean,
I watched that. I didn't like
funny.
That. Oh, and I'm not going to win here. So who do we think has the best, who's put the best thing in the ring?
She said Elf. Tilly said Elf.
Yeah, I'm going with Tilly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be The Purge. So
I want to give it to The Purge now because everyone gave me shit for Spirited.
Hey, I'll jump.
Ryan Reynolds, I like your Christmas film. Good job.
Yeah, he'll see that. Good job.
Maybe we can get out to him. I don't know. Well, anyway, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you
for having me.
Because people possibly don't know that London is actually quite far away from where we live. So I literally went and kidnapped Jenna earlier and just went into London.
Don't like, say that.
In the car.
Maybe.
Came out of London.
That's exactly how it went.
And she agreed. She was very kind about it for someone being kidnapped. So anyway, if you want to check her out, she's It's Jenna Rain on socials.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. See, I know stuff.
I feel like it should be It's Jenna Rain In. I think we should make that a thing.
No.
Well, before we go, Jana Storm.
Jana Storm.
Is that
I don't want to take credit for
you,
that.
No, you can take full credit.
Is that because
of, yeah.
It's her spam account name. And I was like, we could come up with a nickname
that
for
was
what
because
about
y'all Jana called me Jana Storm.
Hell yeah.
What does it mean? Y'all were like, you need a why?
An alias. I don't know.
Like an alter ego for you're like, you're not Jenna Ray.
We were delusional on a tour bus, basically, and that came out of it.
Yeah, Jana Storm.
I get it. Because
her middle name is Rain.
Wait, what? What's your last name?
Government secret, I'm afraid.
You can't know.
You don't know my last name?
No.
It's not allowed.
Well, what's so awkward is when people are like, oh, well, tell your dad, Mr. Rain.
Like, Mr. Rain such a sick is a baller
Rick Rain.
Name.
Rick Rain. It comes out to like WWE music.
Oh my God.
Rick Rain.
Nah, that's his pickleball walkout, I swear. That has to be.
Oh my God, my dad's gonna love that.
I'm not gonna be able to call him anything else.
Rick Rain.
Anyway, thanks so much for watching. Check Jenna out. She's on Spotify as well. Jenna Rain. She's brilliant. You'll love her music.
And Tilly, I suppose.
And
Tilly's
not on Spotify.
I am.
No, she's not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, she technically
is. I am.
Through some sort of like weird loophole because you did.
No, I am. I did that song.
Yeah.
It's not a loophole. I am.
Yeah, but like, it's not your song.
Yes, it is technically.
Did you write it?
No, but I was part of it.
Was it the one for the trees thing?
Yeah. No, it's like. Why are you laughing?
No, you gotta know this. We just keep going.
You know how people like buy songs from writers and then they sing it and then it's their song. That's like saying that's like I'm now part of that song.
Yeah, but you didn't write it.
Yeah, but it's like technically the same.
Yeah,
thing
she,
as
but
Ariana
she's
Grande,
still on
who, like,
Spotify.
Yeah, but she's a tree.
No, that's not. That's a lie. Stop being weird.
It's sort of
it's
the Spotify equivalent of if you were cast as a bush in a
play. No, it's not. No.
There was like this big tree in a shopping mall that was like singing at people, and it was her voice. It was quite
okay,
funny.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a main character moment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right.
Anyway,
wrap it up. My God.
We've been Mags and Harvey. That's Tilly and that's Jenna. We'll see you in a bit. Bye.